Okay, so who'd would like to would you like to start again, Lena, or
I don't
doesn't
mind.
matter to
There's no objection
me.
from the rest, no. Okay, so I'm thinking about eating fish or meat again as after being a vegetarian for quite a number of years. I'm thinking about my fatigue. I'm really very tired. That could also be due to other reasons. Maybe I will be more healthy and strong. I also am very skinny and often have comments about my weight in a negative way. So, and that is actually also related to if I get comments about my weight, I also feel, how can I find a suitable man? I mean, it's been 12 years now since my divorce. So it's a bit related to that also, the fear actually of not finding a really good, nice guy that I can stay with. But the thing is, my spiritual condition, I absolutely do not want that to be compromised by eating, I mean, these animals that have been brutally killed, and this mass production, it's so horrible. And so I really don't know if I should eat, if it could help me, if I would be stronger, more healthy. I'm thinking of maybe I could like bless the food. Bless, I try to do that also, as a vegetarian, but to be more conscious of this. I don't know if there's anything that if I should or could eat non-veg, then is there something I could do to neutralize the bad effects?
Listen to your body. Does your body crave fish or meat? Do you feel it? Do you
Yeah, well, I'm not sure because I often don't feel satisfied and full after having a meal. So I actually long for meat, but I denied it. I denied myself because I did not want to eat it. So yes, I long for it. After all
Okay.
these years, I still do that.
Yeah. So try it and stay aware of how it's affecting you, and blessing the food or thanking the animal is a very worthy thing to do. And it's a complicated thing. There is a kind of agreement between animals, the animal kingdom and the human kingdom. And in under certain conditions, the animal kingdom is at peace with humans eating their flesh, eating meat. But the way animals are being treated now in the meat industry is a violation of that agreement, because there's no respect for the natural being of the animals. However, you can choose meat or fish where the coming from, which are, have been treated in a better way. But most importantly, I would suggest that you follow your own intuition, the body's intuition, and then try it. And you bring awareness to the food. You're very well able to do that, and in a strange way, that also restores a kind of balance by treating the meat or the fish with respect and thankfulness.
Yes.
So the other question about finding finding a partner. So there is a kind of distrust or low expectations. You don't want to compromise the spiritual awareness inside of you, and that's right. However, you now seem to have closed your heart somewhat to the opportunity that someone may enter your life, and he will not be perfect, and he's human, and it's important to be open to it and to be open to your own humanness as well. To not be too strict or even perfectionist about it. Do you feel the desire to be with someone? There's a loneliness inside you, which is also related to the fact that you are different, that you cannot fit into mainstream consciousness, and you want to find someone who understands you. And the first step is to fully understand yourself, not feel any shame about yourself. And also not about your body, to first of all sense your inner beauty and to feel how it flows out of you and throughout your body, and to be proud of who you are. Your feminine energy wants to be more grounded, more present. And it's like, okay, I just see this image. Your feminine energy I see as like a flow of pink energy. And at the same time, I see something in front of your heart, like closing it somehow. Like a kind of wall. So there's a yes, but also a kind of distrust. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, I think so. But the longing is really intense. It's very, very strong. So then it is in the subconscious, because in my mind and in my heart, what I can perceive myself, I'm very... there's a really strong longing for togetherness.
Yeah. It's like this part, the part of you that blocks it, is almost like you make yourself invisible. Do you recognize, or do you... I feel Yeshua is also recommending you to connect with your own masculine energy. and that he, as when I see him, I see it in the form of a male figure, that it's like he's telling you to be out, express yourself more, be more out there, not hide. Do you understand, or can you sense him yourself?
Well, the thing is, I don't go to these places where people normally meet because I'm not comfortable in pubs, or I don't drink alcohol, and so yeah, in a way that, but I'm easy with other people, and I can easily approach someone and talk and you know, show myself.
Yeah, it, I think it comes down to something I mentioned in the first question also. There is a kind of distrust which that makes you subconsciously then probably keep people at a distance. And I feel Yesha saying that, you know, people, you may meet someone in very unlikely places. They could be anywhere. Yes. So just to be more open in the sense of expecting it to happen, to trusting that if your soul truly longs for it, that this longing itself has magnetic quality. Just trusting this makes it more grounded, more real. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all I can say about it. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
Can I be next?
Yes.
Okay. Because I read almost every Yeshua's channeling, and like, but there's a question that is because there is a saying that in New Age, there's a popular theory that New Earth and the Old Earth, and the essence of the saying is that like if you are a good person, then maybe you will be on the New Earth, and the bad person will be left behind in the Old Earth. And I read the Yeshua's channeling, and it talks about the New Earth. It has it has talked about a little bit about the New Earth, but it didn't say much about the Old Earth. And it more, I think it's more focused on what's your dream, and the dream, like a dreamy house, and the people you love, and something like that. And but I'm just wondering that what Yeshua view about that the theory that the New Earth and the Old Earth, and the good people will the bad people will be left behind, and like if everyone live on the New Earth, we won't, maybe we will be separate from the violence and the war, the dark energy, something like that.
Okay. When I speak of the new earth, I speak of a state of consciousness, a heart-based consciousness that is slowly arising in people and in humanity. And no one will ever be left behind or be judged or be denied entrance into a better place, into the new earth or heaven. That's a very actually old-fashioned idea about spirituality, about judgment. However, when your consciousness evolves from ego to heart, this can only happen through free choice. When you gradually become aware that ego-based awareness is in fact isolating you or hurting you or making you suffer, then you will gradually let go of it and move into heart-based awareness. And this is a big process which takes many lifetimes for most souls. And the new earth, but earth itself is also developing and evolving. And there may be a point, and in this age, in this time, this point is getting nearer, that Earth cannot sustain the ego-based awareness or fear-based awareness that's so much a part of human collective consciousness. As you can witness, Earth is kind of falling apart, or nature is getting disrupted, and so change will definitely happen, and who will dwell on Earth a century from now? Sure, when the humanity is forced to either live in harmony with Earth, with Mother Earth, disasters will happen, crises which are already happening, and it may be the case that a part of humanity leaves. However, there's not really such a thing as two planets, an old Earth and a new Earth. There is a gradually awakening heart-based consciousness, and there's a saying in the Bible, the meek shall inherit the earth. It's another way of saying that the ones who are really in touch with heart-based awareness, they needn't be perfect. There may be still traces of ego-based awareness. That's normal. That's human. But these are the ones who are able to inherit the earth, who are able to create a more balanced situation. And the ones who are not there yet, they are not being judged. They are not sent to a bad place. But there may be other places in the universe, which is very large, infinite, where they may experience the things that they long to experience. So it's best to let go of a too narrow concept of old and new earth, and also to divide between good and bad people. That's not a heart-based way of looking at the situation. And it's especially painful when people start to be afraid whether they will be left behind, whether they are not good enough. There's there's a place for everyone, and you will always attract the circumstances that benefit you most, that will help you grow. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay. It's a very interesting question. There's a lot of things to say about it, but okay. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Yes.
My other question is about a more recent experience that I had. This is in around 2018. I had recently retired. I was a carpenter. And I'm sorry, this is a good, strange story, but it really happened, and I haven't told many people about it. I was down in my workshop, and all of a sudden, from behind, I felt like somebody stuck something into my right kidney. And as soon as it happened, my knees buckled.
Well, can you say... what happened? The sentence before?
Yes. I was down in my workshop.
Yeah.
And I was just standing in front of my workbench, and from behind, I got attacked by an unknown entity. I couldn't see it. And what happened was I was injected in the right kidney area. And as soon as I felt it go in, my knees buckled, and so I collapsed onto the bench. And for like 4 seconds, I could feel someone pushing something into that area. And then it was gone, and I was able to get up. Now, I had no idea what that was about. But about 6 months later, the exact same thing happened to me again. Exactly. And I didn't tell anybody about it. I don't know how to explain that. And so eventually I started losing weight, and I came down with an autoimmune disease, and I ended up losing 30 pounds of muscle mass. I wasn't overweight. I had a good, strong, healthy body, and it just deteriorated. All my muscles and my joints were all inflamed, and it eventually went to my brain and gave me some brain damage. I was hospitalized briefly. No one knew what the issue was. They eventually said one doctor said I had Lyme disease, which each blood test I said it was negative. Another doctor said I had rheumatoid arthritis, and that's what they treated me for. And I was determined to get off those drugs they gave me, and I did. And my life was pure hell. It was like a dark night of the soul that you went through. And I could barely walk. I could barely stand up from a sitting position because my muscles were gone. And after about 13 months of this, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had enough.
Mm.
I didn't know what to do. I asked for help. If there's anybody out there, please help me. And right after that, I was guided to check out chlorine dioxide solution. And I had heard about it. And I ended up learning how to make it. And the bottom line is, within 4 days, I cured myself. I could feel whatever was injected in my body was gone.
Mm.
And it still took another year for my brain to feel normal again. It felt very raw, like it was under attack. But for a year, it felt very fragile in my brain. And my muscles took a long time to come back, and they never really came back all the way. So anyway, I just wanted some clarity on what that whole experience and what that was. Why was I targeted?
Mm.
And by who? I don't know if you'd tell me who. I don't. But I was told an astral being from a past life came after me. But yeah, it's a very strange story. I haven't told many people.
Yeah, yes.
Why I got ill, but it really happened, and
yes,
it would bring some clarity to my mind.
Yes, that's really such a long struggle. Yeah. Yes, you were attacked by an astral entity, a spiritual entity. I mean, there are all kinds of entities around in the atmosphere around the Earth, but this one did know you. He wanted something from you, and there was a past life in which you knew it was a man or a boy, and he was jealous of you. In this past life, you experienced an awakening, and this spirit, he was then a younger man, he was kind of, and he was part of your family. I can't see if it's a brother or a cousin or something, or even a son. But the moment you awakened, there was a heart awakening inside you, because the things you talk about today, the blissful experience, this heart awakening, that it happened, it doesn't occur just out of the blue. It's because you already worked on this, like growing into heart-based awareness during multiple lifetimes, and it happened too in this past life, and then you started, your heart was overflowing, and you were a kind of teacher or trying to help other people, and they really believed in you. That so you, because you felt so full of love, that people were attracted to you, and this man was jealous of you. Okay, I'm just asking Yeshua why I cannot see who, but it maybe have been your son. He wanted you for himself. He wanted to. He felt jealous and wanted more of your attention. But you pushed him aside, and not to reject him, but to tell him that there are bigger things that you had to do, and that he also had to face his own issues. and he tried to poison you. I don't know why he was so jealous, but he tried to poison you, and even you. I see you lying on the bed, and you are poisoned. You are sick. You're ill. But you pray, and you have very strong faith. And there's also a woman there who's helping you, and she helps you, not just the things she offers to you, but her energy helps you. And so you get over it, somehow you know that it's him, and then you make sure that you tell him to leave, and you don't want him to come near to you anymore. And this makes him very angry and full of this feeling of revenge. And so he didn't let go of you. So even in the afterlife, and the reason that you were attacked, he still felt this anger and jealousy, but you somehow felt some guilt. And this is why you were open to it, because when you are attacked, in a lot of cases, they don't get through to you, because you have a natural protection. But there was some level of guilt or sense of responsibility, which made your energy field open to this attack. But also in this life, you managed to somehow rise above it, although it was very difficult. Part of the lesson is don't feel responsible for... people have to face their own issues. Don't take other people's burdens into your energy field. And don't try to help others too much. Yeah, does it make sense?
Do you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's very remarkable. It's strange that this soul in this past, that he's still so focused on you, that's like obsessive. I have the impression that there must be more to this story, that it goes back. This is just one fragment, it seems to me. But of course, nothing happens by coincidence, so there is also a spiritual reason why this happened to you, and so it may be the case that once your consciousness is getting higher than the consciousness of people around you, even the ones you love, then you cannot carry their burdens. That's something that is. Yeah, that seems to be an important point. Do you recognize that, or do you feel that you do that? You take too much responsibility easily.
Yeah, I could say that was true. I don't think it's going to happen again for some reason. I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah, good.
It happened in my own home, and I'm not afraid. I just wanted some clarity. It was a crazy, strange thing that happened to me. Thank you for it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I also feel you somehow, you managed to transform it, and it will not happen, you know. But it's very, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Isabel?
Say, like,
that part when Joshua told John about somehow you...
Can you speak louder? Louder.
Yes. Yes, let me get closer.
Yeah.
It really touches me, that part where in John's story when Joshua said, we are naturally protected, and so when we are hurt by somebody or by some entities, because there is emotional part of us which is like acting there and allowing it for being hurt, and kind of a spiritual reason, that is what I mean. And it really touches me, so thank you, John, because I feel I have been connected with that sense of protection, but also surrender, kind of. We can protect ourselves, but when something happens, it's also, there is a spiritual reason for it. So it really touches me. Thank you so much, John. My question is still related to the other question. I feel like there are many steps I have to do to find a job. And maybe I'm trying too hard. I don't know. And maybe I don't know why this is happening. When I was in Chile, I had my job, my professional job, and I was happy doing what I did. And it was an environmental field. It was in the oil company. But when I became a mom, I just wanted to be a mom. I didn't want to be in the world. I wanted to be with my boys. And I left my job, and we moved here because it was an opportunity my husband took for me somehow, for me to be an at-home mom. So my question is, why it has been, I feel I have to do many steps to come back to the a job I want, which I really not sure which job I want. I feel the Mother Earth is somehow calling me.
Yeah, if I can interrupt you, I have the feeling that your issue is not so much about finding another job, but about finding yourself. Because you said you were working in an oil company and you felt better.
Yeah. Yes, I feel probably is that. Probably the job world is helping me to find myself, because when I left my company to be a mom, and when I left my country, I was devastated, I was sad, but I was happy to be with my boys, and somehow my spiritual path became stronger when I moved here.
Yeah, so you mean that the hardship that you experienced will somehow bring you spiritual growth?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. So I don't know why this is related to working or not working. It confuses me. I feel I have to do too much to get a job.
I also feel do you miss your country?
A lot.
No, you don't want to move back to, you do want, would you like to move back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I... Yeah. So what Joshua was saying, okay, the feelings, you felt more grounded in your own country, more connected to your feelings, your emotions, and the culture you're now in is still alien to you, it still not doesn't feel natural to you. However, it is you do at the soul level want to feel yourself or express yourself as you are, where you are now. So you first need to accept that you are different, that you don't fit into this culture. But you bring heart-based consciousness wherever you go. So it's important to understand it's not just about what the job brings to you, but what you bring there just by being there. And it's important to express yourself, Yashua says, in a way that fulfills your heart more deeply, but this will probably be outside the job context. Are there people with whom you can share your spiritual experiences? And
yeah, not many, but yes, I have found my little tribe. Yes, but I miss it. I miss a tribe or something. Yeah.
And I remember also, didn't you do the channeling workshop or consultation with Gerrit?
Yes, I did it.
Yes, because I did. You feel the joy that of channeling?
Oh my gosh, yes! And I'm doing it. I'm practicing every day. It was amazing, and that is what makes me more happy.
Yeah, I feel that in that direction is more promising than it seems to be, than looking for another job, because somehow you need to be more in touch with yourself. And I see also the energy center of the abdomen, you know, not be in the head, but to be more in touch with this flow of emotion and intuition. And somehow to work with people. To talk or communicate with people, inviting them to share what's really what they really feel. You have something warm and radiant which can invite people to express themselves. But I wouldn't just let go of the idea that it needs to take shape of kind of a job, or just let go of the form for a while.
Yes, it makes sense to me what you are saying, and it brings me peace, because that is how I have felt since I had the meeting with Jerry. This feeling of just channeling, just meditating, and I feel more freedom since then. I feel more freedom to be myself, even in my job as a salesperson. It's like wherever I go, I can feel, it's weird, but I feel more free. I feel free.
Yeah.
I feel free. No more free. I feel free now. I feel bring joy.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Even when you talk about it, you have a different different vibe.
but I was wondering if I was feeling that is my path, but I have this other kind of social and kind of human part trying to fit me in the system.
Yeah, no, you cannot fit into the system, but maybe there are, even if there's one or two people with you, maybe you could practice channeling for them.
Yeah. In fact, that is what I wanted to hear.
because it somehow brings you closer to yourself, and that's more important. I mean, that's the most important thing. I will ask you to channel for me one day. Okay?
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, then we'll end the session with this. And thank you for joining and asking your questions. I will send you the recording probably tomorrow. And wish you all the best.